I want God's way to be my way.
Shalom and greetings, my brothers and sisters. This week we just want to encourage each other on the subject of fasting, or you can call it self-denial. I believe fasting is an important activity that should be part of a believer's life. But I just want us to dig deeper into this topic and see how, when this activity is done in its wholeness, in its completeness, can really yield wonderful blessings in our spiritual walk. Now, the thing of it is, fasting has to be understood as an exercise of self-denial. It is a way in which you practice self-denial. Now, when we read Matthew 16, verse 24, we read the Lord Jesus Christ speaking these profound words. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, these words are much deeper than we usually think. When Jesus speaks about self-denial, self-denial is not a by-the-way activity in a Christian life. It may surprise us to know that it actually sits at the center of our Christian experience. We many times talk about the perfection that will be brought about by the fivefold ministry. And I want us to be aware that self-denial points to perfection. Without self-denial, none can attain perfection. The perfection of the bride of Jesus Christ is not just about things like you have to dress right, you have to wear a long dress, you have to keep proper hair as a believer, or you don't have to steal, you have to live a morally upright life. These are not things which concern us when we talk about perfection. There are many good Muslims who dress right, who talk right, just as there are many good Catholics. I have worked with some of them, with very wonderful, what you would call right moral behavior, you know. That is not what perfection is for the bride of Christ. It is way beyond these aspects of morality. The perfection of the bride of Christ is something which involves a spiritual transformation. A transformation that ultimately will make us look like Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And when we are transformed to look like the Son of God, then shall we be ready to manifest unto all creation as sons of God. Remember, all creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. And so when we look at Jesus, he is just the firstborn among many brethren. That is what the scripture tells us in Romans 8, verse 29. And when we read 1 John 3, verse 2, we know that that day when he appears, we shall look like him. We do not know how we shall look like, but John tells us when he appears, we know that we shall look like him. So, When we speak about perfection, we need to speak about it with reference to how that perfection looked like on Jesus Christ, because he went through the same process. And our journey towards perfection, it follows the same course which Jesus walked through. Hebrews 5 and verse 8. Though he were a son, now notice how this verse begins. Though he were a son, meaning there are certain privileges he is supposed to enjoy as the Son of God. He had immense power. God put that authority in his hands. Yet, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. So despite having this grace which was in his life, he didn't choose to exercise it at will. Instead, he chose obedience. Obedience to what? Obedience to the will of God. Obedience to what God was revealing. And that was the test every day in the life of Jesus Christ. Every day, there were two ways before him. To walk after his choice, which he fully had in him, or to do what he saw the Father leading him to do. And well, he testifies that the Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father doing. That was not an automatic work. It involved his volition. It involved him choosing to walk in the will of God. And that is why in John chapter 4, he said, my food is to do the will of the Father. That is John 4:34. To do the will of the Father. Now, all these things we are talking about, brethren, entails self-denial. Self-denial simply means you have a choice to do something, but you decide to forego that choice, not to exercise it. Instead, you look at what is the will of the Father. So I'll deny what I may choose to do or what may be pleasurable for me to do. Instead, I want to walk in what the Father is revealing for me to do. Brethren, that is what fasting is all about. Fasting is an exercise of knowing that you can eat and enjoy, the pleasure of satisfaction. But do you choose to say, no, I want to spend time in prayer to delight myself in the presence of the Lord? Now, look here. What I have just mentioned as fasting not to eat is just one aspect of fasting. Fasting is about subjecting your senses under the will of God. And when you avoid eating, that is just affecting one of the five senses, and that is the sense of taste. I don't want us just to look at fasting, which affects one sense, but fasting in its totality, complete fasting. And when we learn of it that way, we are going to experience more victory. There are many times a believer can come from a period of fasting, prayer and fasting, and within a short period of time, they lose that glorious experience. It won't be long before they are back to certain things which have been troubling them or tempting them. Many times it could be because fasting is not done in its totality. Now, when I say in its totality, I mean fasting that affects all your five senses. What are your five senses? You have taste, you have sight, you have hearing, you have feeling, you have smelling. Now, you notice that all these five senses, they are expressed through a device or a vessel. Sense of taste expresses itself through the device of a tongue. And with a tongue, there's a mouth. There are other devices like teeth, all working to accomplish taste. When you look at the sense of sight, it uses the device or the avenue of eyes. Hearing goes with the ears. Feeling goes with the skin. Smell goes with the nose. Now, here is something interesting. Do you know that you can fast with your eyes just the way you fast with your tongue? Do you know that your nose can fast? Do you know that your skin can fast? Do you know that your ears can fast? When we know the wholeness of fasting, I believe there are greater blessings we can experience. We shall be looking at this thought this week, but just to give you something to read about on this, let me close with Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 to 3. We see what kind of a fasting experience Daniel had. Daniel chapter 10, verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. He was crying like a funeral. Daniel is crying, is praying. He's praying for the nation of Israel because of all the sins and wrong things which had happened, and the nation lost its state as a nation, and Babylon impoverished it. And so Daniel was in fasting for 21 days. What kind of fasting was this? What senses did it affect? Verse 3, he says, I ate no pleasant bread. What is that? The sense of taste. Daniel did not eat. There could have been very nice, fresh, nice smelling bread, but he chose to deny, deliberately deny his body of that pleasure. He says, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. All right? That is still affecting the sense of taste. Now, listen to the next thing. Neither did I anoint myself at all. You know, after you bath, you want to put lotion on your skin, oil or whatever it is. You know, that gives you a certain feeling of comfort. It makes you feel good. Now, he says, neither did I anoint myself at all. Now, we can speak something deeper about this, as we shall do through the week. There is a way in which our sense of feeling gets nourished, you know. We take care of it. We want to wear something comfortable. If we are sitting on a couch, we want it to be comfortable. It shouldn't be hurting. And that feels good. But why would this man subject his body to a certain state which made him feel a certain discomfort? With Jesus, he left where he was, well, his house, his home. He went to a rugged place like a wilderness, a bushy environment. Now, that certainly wasn't feeling nice. And he continues saying, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, we are not here to say, look out for some wilderness or some bush to punish your body. But hey, I believe and trust in the remaining days, as we speak about fasting in its totality, let us learn about how we can deny ourselves. We can carry out exercises of denying ourselves in its totality in a way that will open windows in our soul, windows through which we will be able to draw more closer to God, and that will lead us to hear more clearly when the Lord is speaking. These are exercises that will enable us to be more inclined to following the will of God than satisfying our appetites. I pray the Lord blesses us as we walk through these thoughts. Shalom, and God bless you.